إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد أرحب بكم ونواصل. I welcome all of you and we continue reading from شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث. عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث للإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه. The explanation of our noble شيخ العلامة الأستاذ الدكتور الوالد أبي محمد ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. We're still in the chapter in which the Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى is talking about أفضل الصحابة وخلافتهم, the best amongst the companions and their خلافة. قال حفظه الله ويكفي أبا بكر رضي الله عنه أنه لما ارتد كثير من الأعراب ومنهم من منع الزكاة وناظره الصحابة وعمر في قتالهم صمم على قتالهم. And now the Sheikh is bringing the virtues, some of the narrations and the athars that highlight the virtue of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. As for Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Shaykh mentioned in his khilafah when he became the khalifa after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irtadda kathiru min al-a'rab. Many Bedouins, the Arabs, they have apostated and left Islam. Amongst them who refused to give the zakat. They used to give it to the Prophet ﷺ, but once he died, they refused. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he wants to go and fight them. The Sahaba, they was talking to him about it. And amongst them is Umar. How could you go and fight those who they say La ilaha illallah? لكن صمم على قتالهم. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was firm. He was firm upon the decision he has taken. جادله عمر رضي الله عنه وقال له كيف تقاتل الناس وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يقولوا لا إله إلا الله فمن قالها فقد عصى مني ماله وداء نفسه إلا بحقه وحسابه على الله. عمر said to Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, how is it that you're going to fight the people while the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said I was ordered to fight the people until they say لا إله إلا الله. Whoever says لا إله إلا الله, therefore his blood and wealth is sacred, except if that person violate one of the rights of لا إله إلا الله, therefore his reckoning with Allah. فقال أبو بكر والله لا أقاتلن من فرق بين الصلاة والزكاة فإن الزكاة حق المال والله لو منعوني عناقا كانوا يؤدونها إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقاتلتهم على منعها. But the answer of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, by Allah I will fight anyone who distinguishes between the prayer and the zakat. Meaning a person who pray but he don't want to give the zakat. Because the zakat is the right doing wealth. So by Allah, if they abstain to give me even little amount that they used to give to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I will fight them for that. قال عمر رضي الله عنه فوالله ما هو إلا أن قد شرح الله صدر أبي بكر رضي الله عنه فعرفت أنه الحق. عمر رضي الله عنه said by Allah, when I saw that Abu Bakr was firm upon his decision, I know that that's the truth, that he's upon the haqq. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله ومن فضائل أبي بكر وعمر قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدال على خلافتهما أو الإشارة إلى ذلك اقتدوا بالذين من بعدي اقتدوا بالذين من بعد أبي بكر وعمر. هذا الحديث أخرجه أحمد والترمذي من حديث حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه وصححه العلامة الألباني في صحيح الجامع. He said likewise from the virtues of Abu Bakr and Umar that I gathered in many a hadith, and in this hadith that highlight their khilafah, and that the Prophet ﷺ point out to that when he says, emulate and follow the example of those two who after me, Abu Bakr and Umar. Prophet ﷺ says, those who will be after me, Abu Bakr and Umar. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad and al-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, and Imam al-Albani rahimahu ta'ala authenticated this narration in Sahih al-Shami, hadith number 1142. ثم قال الشيخ ربيع ولعثمان رضي الله عنه وعلي فضائل كثيرة. And the Shaykh gave us an example, but he says, and also the same thing for Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhu, they have so many virtues. So many virtues that are found in the books of Sunan and the books of Hadith and the like. قال الشاهد أن هذه إشارة إلى أن أهل السنة يحترمون الصحابة جميعا ويحبونهم ويجلونهم وينزلونهم منازلهم التي يستحقونها ويؤمنون بقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا تسبوا أصحابي فلو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم أو نصيفه. الحديث متفق عليه بين الإمام البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه رحمك الله. He said, so this is from the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that they have respect for the companions, all of them. Anyone who is upon the Sunnah, he respects all the companions, love them, and put them in the positions that they deserve. Anyone who is upon the Sunnah, and that's how you know if a person really upon the haqq and upon the sunnah. It's not just by claim, oh, we're upon the sunnah. Those who are upon the sunnah for real, they have reverence and respect and love for the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they put them in the makan and the position that Allah put them in. And they believe, Ahlul Sunnah likewise believe in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they act upon it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Do not abuse my companions. For indeed, if one of you were to spend in gold like the mountain of Uhud, this is a huge mountain. Still, if one of you will spend in gold, the like of the mountain of Uhud will not match the mud of one of them, or not even the half of it." And the mud is like when you put it to, it's a measurement that is, you know, it was in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's maybe it's like a kilo or something, couple of a pound or a couple of pounds. نعم. قال فهذا الحديث يكفي قاطعا لألسنة من يتكلمون في أصحاب رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. So this hadith is enough. There is so many other narrations, but Sheikh Rabi'i said this hadith here would be enough to cut off the tongues of those who speak ill about the companions and messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for their tongues to be cut off. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يعني لو تنفق ملء هذه الدنيا ما بلغت ما بلغه أحدهم من المنزل عند الله تبارك وتعالى بإنفاق نصف مد من شعير. He says, because if you were to spend the like of this life, all of it, you spend it, still you will not get the reward that they will get, one of them in the companions, when they spend a mud or half of it of barley. Subhanallah. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala qad athna alayhim fi kitabihi azza wa jal. And then now the Shaykh mentioned some of the ayahs that mention the praise of Allah for them, that Allah praised them and mentioned their great makana. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الفتح محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار. Mention the ayah 28 in Surah Al-Fath. And actually it's ayah 29. The English translation of that verse, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him, meaning the companions, are severe against disbelievers and merciful amongst themselves. You see them bowing and falling down, prostrate in prayer, seeking bounty from Allah and His good pleasure. The mark of them, meaning of their fate, is on their faces, on their foreheads, from the traces of prostration during prayers. This is their description in the Torah. But their description in the Injil, the Gospel, is like a sown seed which sends forth its shoot, then makes it strong and becomes thick, and it stands straight on its stem, delighting the sowers, that he may enrage the disbelievers with them. Allah has promised those among them who believe and do righteous good deeds, forgiveness, and a mighty reward, paradise. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله أخذ مالك من هذه الآية أن من يغيظه أصحاب محمد فهو كافر وليس له حق في الفيل. رحمه الله. الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى says, إمام مالك, the Imam, Imam Dar al-Hijra, Imam Malik, took from this ayah that the one who hate the companions, then he's a kafir, waliyadu billah. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a kafir, a disbeliever. And he has no right in the booty of war. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى كَمَا فِي سُورَةِ الْحَشْرِ The Shaykh went to bring another proof in from the Quran, the ayat 9 and 10 from Surah Al-Hashr. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. إن الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى mentioned the آيات from سورة الحشر. From the ayah 8 to 10 actually. And there is also sharing this booty for the poor immigrants who were expelled from their homes and their property. I mean, they were expelled from Mecca, seeking bounties from Allah and to please Him, and helping Allah, meaning helping His religion, Islamic monotheism, and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such are indeed truthful to what they say. And it is also for those who before them had homes in Al-Madinah, meaning the Ansar, and had adopted the faith, love those who immigrate to them and have no jealousy in their breasts for that which they have been given from the booty of Banu al-Nadir. And give them, meaning the immigrants, preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that. And whosoever is saved from his own stinginess, such are they who will be the successful. And those who came after them say, our Lord, meaning came after the companions, say, our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith. And put not in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Our Lord, you are indeed full of kindness, most merciful. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فبين الله تبارك وتعالى في هذه الآيات فضائل المهاجرين وقدمهم على الأنصار وذكر فضائل الأنصار وكيف استقبلوا أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وكيف أكرموهم وآثروهم على أنفسهم ثم أثنى على من يأتي بعدهم فيترحم عليهم ويستغفر لهم ويواليهم وبين أنهم يستحقون من الله الثناء إذا استقاموا في عقائدهم ومناهجهم. إن شيخ ربيع حفظه الله سيد الله إن ديس آيات سورة الحشر الله سبحانه وتعالى made clear to us the virtues of the Muhajirin, and he mentioned them before the Ansar, and that they have more virtue than the Ansar. They both companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Muhajirin have a greater level above the Ansar. Likewise, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the virtues of the Ansar and how they receive and welcome the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were so generous to them. They put them before themselves, even those amongst them who are poor and in need. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat has praised also those who come after them and send mercy upon them and ask Allah to forgive them, and the one who follow their footsteps. And that by doing this, they deserve the praise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with the condition if they are firm in their creeds. If they are firm upon in their creeds and their methodology upon that which the Muhajirin and the Ansar they were upon. You know the story, famous story that of the companions of Radwanullahi Alayhim who made the Hijrah. They left Mecca, the most beloved place to them, but they left it for the sake of Allah. They didn't leave it because there was more money in Medina or luxury or dunya, but they did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish the deen of Allah. And they left behind them everything, their properties, their homes and the like, and they went to Al-Madinah. because the Arabs who live in Al-Madinah, then a group of them have entered into Islam, a group of the tribes, because it was tribes, have entered into Al-Islam. They used to come for Hajj when the Prophet ﷺ was still in Mecca, and the Prophet ﷺ, he used to take advantage of that. Whenever there is festival, people gather in Mecca, anything, any event, and especially the Hajj, because the pagans of Quraysh, they used to perform Hajj. Not the same Hajj that we know, but they used to do Tawaf, they used to go to Arafah and Muzdalifah and all that. But they used to do shirk along with that. So the Prophet ﷺ used to take advantage of this moment when the tribes come from all over to Mecca, and he used to go and talk to them, talk to the leaders, and present Islam to them, this good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his servants. Prophet ﷺ will meet with the leaders and will present Islam and explain it to them. And we learn from this that this is how Islam is going to spread. People, they know there's going to be Muslims like that. Except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for somebody. But they have to make efforts. Have to make efforts and talk to the people, mainly the leaders of the communities, because they have impact on their followers. Now, so the first year, they listened to it, they listened to him, they didn't accept, alhamdulillah, they come next year, the Prophet ﷺ still talked to them, and alhamdulillah, Allah put iman in their hearts. And finally, some of them, they accepted Islam, alhamdulillah, and the next year they came, and even more people accepted Islam, and they invite the Prophet ﷺ. They says, you will come to Al-Madinah, we will protect you, we will support you, and instead of you and your companions are here going through hardship in Mecca, and your people don't want you and the like, you come, you move. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give permission to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make the hijrah from Mecca to Al-Madinah. Mecca, who were the land of kufr at that time, to Al-Madinah, and alhamdulillah, the Ansar, they opened their homes and their hearts and for the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they treat them very well, and they put them before themselves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in these ayats of Surah Al-Hashr. He went even beyond that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he established a brotherhood between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. They take one from the Muhajirin and one from the Ansar, they become brothers. They become brothers and they share with them even their wealth and the like. Alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising them and highlighting the virtue of the Muhajirin and the virtue and superiority as well of the Ansar, and also those who come after them. Those who are not from them, but they come after them and adhere to what they were upon. To adhere to the aqidah, mainly the creed and the manhaj, the methodology that the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, the Muhajirun and the Ansar, they were upon. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ التَّوْبَةِ Ayah 100. قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the foremost to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun, they are, as we mentioned, those who migrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah, and the Ansar, the citizens of Al-Madinah, who helped and gave aid, to the Muhajirun, and also those who followed them exactly in faith. So for all of these three, you have the Muhajirun, you have the Ansar, We cannot be from the Muhajirun, we cannot be from the Ansar, but those who follow them exactly in faith, Allah is well pleased with them and they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow in paradise to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فالله سبحانه وتعالى قد رضي عن السابقين الأولين ومن تبعهم لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه فهذه تزكية من الله سبحانه وتعالى وشهادة منه لهم بأنه قد رضي عنهم ورضي عن من يتبعهم بإحسان. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى is pleased with those who are foremost to embrace Islam. Because Allah said He is pleased with them and they pleased with Him. So Allah is praising them. This is tazkiyah. Allah is praising them. And this is a testimony from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is pleased with them. And also He is pleased with those who come after them. So now Allah is pleased with the Sahaba and you find those who came and cursed the Sahaba and those who hate the Sahaba. And those who say the Sahaba, they kuffar, like the Shia, al-Rawafid, akhzahumullah. Akhzahumullah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فأحسنوا اتباع السابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أحسنوا اتباعهم واسلكوا طرقهم السديدة رضوان الله عليهم واعرفوا لهم قدرهم تنالوا رضا الله تبارك وتعالى باتباعهم وذلك بالتمسك بالكتاب والسنة في العقيدة وفي المنهج وفي الأخلاق وفي السلوك وفي كل ما ثبت من صفاتهم العظيمة وادرسوا سيرهم. The Shaykh says, look, based on this ayah here, especially in Surah, the ayat in Surah Al-Hashr and also the ayah in Surah Al-Tawbah, Allah is pleased with those, with the companions. And also in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah is pleased with those who come after them on account that they adhere to what they were upon. Not anybody who can come after them, because those who come after them, there is the righteous and the wicked. Now, there is people who are upon the truth, upon the sunnah, and there are people who are upon bid'ah and innovations, upon even shirk, and they claim Islam. So this is not Allah is pleased with anyone who follow them and come after them. No, Allah says those who follow them in faith. So Allah is pleased with them. So He said, so if he wants this to earn the pleasure of Allah, here is an easy way to adhere to the path of the companions. Anything you want to do, don't just look at the people around you. Well, I'm going to stick to who my people is upon. Yeah, no, you don't stick to what people are upon. You're going to stick to what Allah says. When it comes to food, yes, stick to the food of your people. It's okay with us. As long as it's halal, it's okay. You want to speak the dialect of your people, it's okay with us. Speak that dialect. But when it comes to the deen of Allah, don't you ever make this mistake and say, I'm just going to stick to my tribe. Whatever they are upon, even if they are upon is bid'ah and innovations, no. You want the pleasure of Allah, there is only one way. You need to stick to the path of the companions, and muhajirun and the ansar. But how are you going to stick to something if you don't know what it is? You have to know what they were upon. And you want to make sure that you know, how are you going to know that? Through knowledge. Some people don't want to learn. When it comes to computers, they very good, excellent, which is not a problem. We need people to have more knowledge of that. When he comes to math, oh subhanAllah, bring him any problem, that's nothing, piece of cake. When he comes to, even other than that, when he comes to sports, oh, he can break it down for you. Why? Because these are people who spend a lot of time learning math, spending a lot of time learning physics, mechanic. They spend a lot of time training basketball, baseball, football, soccer, tennis. Those who play and those who coach. They're not going to be a good player just like that. They look at his face and say, oh, you can be a good player, put this jersey on. No, nobody do that. That player, he gets to a level by playing a lot of games, and he has to be coached by the proper people, not just like this. Likewise, this is the easiest way to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to spend money. You don't have to have $10 million. Meaning if you don't get that money, you're not going to get the pleasure of Allah. You don't have to be Arab or white or black. Or you have to be in this country or the other. No. None of that is irrelevant. All you have to do, it doesn't matter who you are. Black, white, Arab, non-Arabs, born in this country or the other. All you have to do, you came after the companions? Well, yeah. You want to earn the pleasure of Allah? We follow the companions in their faith, in the aqidah they were upon. So we adhere to it. I don't want to adhere to the aqidah of Sufiya, what the Shia are upon, what the Mu'tazila, Ash'ariya, Jahmiya, Ahbash, Khawarij, and then, oh yeah, well, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Because Allah says, adhere to the path of the companion. Likewise, the manhaj, the methodology, how you do things, how you understand things, the path that you follow, it has to be the path that the companions they follow. Don't follow any path. The path of al-ikhwan al-muslimun. And you're like, ah, it's okay. No, it's not okay, man. Ah, tabligh, jama'at tabligh, it's okay because look, man, they have beards. That's not about the beard. It's about being on the path of the companions. Any jama'ah, any group, doesn't matter how eloquent they may be, doesn't matter how they look, doesn't matter how many people are behind them and support them, even if they have billions and millions, still that's not an indication. What's an indication? We look at their aqidah first. Are they upon the creed that the companions they were upon? We look at their manhaj, the methodology, how they do things, how they refer to things, how they see things. The path they are upon, if it's the path of the companions, that's what we're going to be with. Aynam. Those who respect the companions, those who love the companions, those who emulate their example, those who adhere to their path, those who they know the position and the virtue of the companions. He said, if you do this, you will earn the pleasure of Allah. And how you earn the pleasure of Allah? He said, by holding firm to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in both, in the creed and the manhaj, in the akhlaq and suluk, in your behavior, in your manners, in your transactions, in your dealings with others. You look at the companions, you study their biographies, especially the biography of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. You study their biographies of the Sahaba and you will find these excellent manners, great qualities that they have, and you try to emulate all that and to practice that. We're not going to be like them, but we try to be on their footsteps, inshallah ta'ala. قال إذا درست لعمر كأنك والله تعيش مع نبي في أخلاقه وعدله وخوفه من الله تبارك وتعالى. For instance, for example, Sheikh Rabi says, when you read the biography of Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, by Allah, it's as though you're living with the Prophet because of the great akhlaq and the adl and the justice and the fear of Allah that Umar has. As Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala collected a hadith on the authority of Al-Miswar ibn Makhrama, قال لما طعن عمر جعل يألم فقال له ابن عباس وكأنه يجزعه يعني يخفف عنه الألم قال الجزع هو الخوف من المستقبل يا أمير المؤمنين ولئن كان ذاك لقد صحبت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأحسنت صحبته ثم فارقته وهو عنك راد ثم صحبت أبا بكر فأحسنت صحبته ثم فارقته وهو عنك راد ثم صحبتهم فأحسنت صحبتهم ولئن فارقتهم لتفارقنهم وهم عنك رادون. قال أما ما ذكرت من صحبة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضاه فإنما ذاك من من الله تعالى من به عليه. وأما ما ذكرت من صحبة أبي بكر ورضاه فإنما ذاك من من الله جل ذكره من به عليه. وأما ما ترى من جزعي فهو من أجلك وأجل أصحابك، والله لو أن لي طلاع الأرض ذهبا لافتديت به من عذاب الله عز وجل قبل أن أراه. نعم تفضل.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
نعم. الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى كلفت دينه الصحيح كتاب فضائل أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the section, he has a section in his Sahih, the virtues of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The virtues of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the Hadith number 3692, on the authority of Al-Miswar bin Makhramah, who says, when Umar radiallahu anhu was stabbed, because Umar, he was stabbed by Abi Lu'lu' al-Majusi. He was not a Muslim, the man who stabbed Umar radiallahu anhu. So he says when Umar radiallahu anhu was stabbed, he was in pain. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu, he shows like a concern, and Umar radiallahu anhu, he was, you know, it shows on his face. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he was around him and he wants to make it easy for him. And he said to him, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is when Umar was the Khalifa. So Ibn Abbas wants to make things easy for him because he thought that Umar was worried about him dying and the stabbing and the like. So he said to him, Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, now you went through and what happened, what had befallen you, but remember, you were a companion of the Messenger of Allah and you were a good companion and he died while he's pleased with you. Then you became the companion of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu when he was the Khalifa and he died while he's pleased with you. Then after Abu Bakr, you became the Khalifa and the Amir al-Mu'mineen, over the companions. And they are all pleased with you now. They, all of them are pleased with you. Okay? But Umar radiallahu anhu said to him, as for what you have mentioned, me, my companionship to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is pleased with me, this is from Allah, a gift from Allah that he has conferred upon me. As a blessing from Allah that is conferred upon me. And as also what you have mentioned about Abu Bakr, and that he was pleased with me as well, likewise that's a blessing and a gift from Allah SWT that he has bestowed and conferred upon me. And as you see, my concern is because of you and your companions. I have concern for you guys. That's why he's like that. And then he says, by Allah, if I have all what my eyes can reach from the earth in gold, I will certainly to put it all to free myself from the punishment of Allah. Before I see him, I will do so. SubhanAllah, this is Umar ibn Khattab. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى انظروا يا إخوة هذا الرجل الذي أعز الله بالإسلام قال في ابن مسعود فيما رواه البخاري عن قيس قال عبد الله ما زلنا أعزة منذ أسلم عمر سبحان الله ويقول هذا رضي الله عنه. He said, this is a statement of عمر رضي الله عنه, the خوف of Allah. Even though Ibn Abbas praised him and says, look, MashaAllah, you're dying, but look, he used to be with the Prophet and he died where he's pleased with you, and Abu Bakr died where he's pleased with you, and we're all pleased with you too. We all have nothing to fear. Still, Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, no. SubhanAllah. He says, this is the man, Umar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted his and might to al-Islam when Umar radiallahu anhu became Muslim. As Imam al-Bukhari rahimahu ta'ala mentioned in his Sahih, also in the same section, the virtues of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who says, "Ma zilna a'izzatan mundu aslama Umar." He says, we were respected and secure as we continue upon that from the day when Umar became Muslim. Because before the Islam of Umar, the Sahaba who has preceded him to Islam, they were weak, they were few in number, and they were hiding. They used to hide their practice and the like until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the hearts of Umar radiallahu anhu. كان كفار قريش متجرئين على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أصحابه فلما أسلم عمر اشتد ساعد المسلمين وعزوا به رضي الله عنه وكان من أشد الناس قبل أن يسلم على الإسلام ثم لما أسلم عز الله بالإسلام. أقول هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.